This week in Parshas Behar, the Torah tells us, Leisir deboi beforech v'yareisam aleecha. A person should not subjugate him with hard labor, should fear Hashem. The Torah is talking about a Jewish eved, a slave, a servant. And the Torah specifically tells us, be careful. Don't work him too hard. Don't work him with something he doesn't really need to work. For example, as Rashi explains, don't tell him, warm this drink for me, if you don't need to drink it. Don't tell him, start, you know, messing around with this plant until I come back, just to keep him busy. Aye, a person will say to himself, what's the difference? Nobody knows if I need it or I don't need it. That's why the Torah says, V'yareisa maleecha, fear Hashem. Because at the end of the day, you have to realize, what you're doing to somebody else, they might not realize your intentions, but Hashem does. Rashi mentions this many, many times in the last previous parashas as well, but it shows us an unbelievable yesod, that the litmus test for real Yerushamayim is the way one acts when there's no one to observe and scrutinize his behavior. And only the Rabbeinu Shlom understands and knows what you've done and why you've done it. And it's an amazing lesson. There was a story that's told over by Rav Eliyahu Dov Lazarovich, one of the big Talmidim of the Altov Slobodka, who's Mashkech and Yeshiva's Or HaChaim. He was walking with a fellow, they were having a walk at one point on the way to the yeshiva, and all of a sudden, Rav Eliyahu Dov starts walking very slowly. And his walking partner couldn't understand, like, what's the reason? He's walking like a snail pace. So he tried to walk faster, maybe he'll also walk faster. No, and he pulled him back and he said, just go slow. And he noticed that there was a 50-60-year-old man walking ahead of them that obviously he didn't want to pass. He thought maybe he's having a machlokes with him, maybe he doesn't want to meet him, maybe he owes him money, there has to be a reason why. He couldn't figure it out and it bothered him. Finally, they got to the yeshiva and took a lot longer than normal. And the mashgiach said to him, I want to teach you something. That fellow has trouble walking. If we would have just shot past him in the way that we're able to do, that might have caused him tzar. I didn't want to do that. Unbelievable. Nobody would have known. Nobody did know. Nobody didn't know. Wouldn't have made a difference, really. But at the end of the day, he understood the sensitivity to somebody else, even if they didn't know it. You know, we often look at someone's level of Yerushamayim by the way he dresses, the shul he davens, the phone that he has. But in the truth of the matter is, all these superficial trappings are really not a good way of judging someone's Yerushamayim. There's only one way, and every person has to look into himself and ensure that he has this within him. And that is, it's all one thing when everyone knows about things and things are public and you could do things in front of everybody else and everyone says, wow, look at that guy, he's the first one to clear up. Look at that guy, he's the first one to help somebody across the road. Yeah, that's great when everyone's looking. But what about when no one's looking? What about when no one knows? What about what's going on in your head? That, says Rashi, says the Torah in this week's parasha, is the litmus test to having Yerushamayim. Have a great Shabbos.